Now listen again and take notes on the chart.
Speaker 1.
You won't believe what my friends did to me last night. You know I just got a new car and I was so excited. I invited a couple of friends out to dinner to celebrate. So when we get to the restaurant, they tell me to park in the lot instead of on the street. The car will be safer there, they said. Well, you know how it is with a new car. You really don't want anything to happen to it. So we finish dinner, and when we get to the car, there's this note from some woman apologizing for scratching my car. I couldn't believe it. So I start walking around the car looking for the damage, but I can't see anything wrong. Then my friends all start cracking up. It turns out they have left the note on the car as a joke. It was all made up. Boy, did I feel dumb. But no harm done. Once I got over the shock, I was fine. Those guys. Don't worry. I'll get even with them someday.
Speaker 2.
A couple of years ago, my friend Alex helped me get a job as a salesperson where she worked, over at Lakeside Department Store. Well, on my first day on the job, Alex was showing me the ropes, and she asked me if I'd been told yet about the first-year reward program. I said no, and she seemed kind of surprised. So she tells me that on your first day, new employees get to pick out something from the store worth up to $500. And at the end of the year, if you make your sales quota, you get to keep it for free as a sort of reward. So Alex tells me I'm supposed to walk around and choose something and then let the manager know what it is. It was still early and the store was pretty empty, so I figured it'd be a good time to browse. All of a sudden, the manager shows up and asks me what I'm doing walking around looking at everything. Why aren't I at my counter waiting for customers? I wasn't sure what to say. I mean, it dawned on me that this was some big joke on me. So I figured I'd better say something. I just told him I wanted to get familiar with what the store was selling so I could do a good job. But inside, I was pretty ticked off at Alex. I could have gotten fired. Oh, did I mention that Alex is my ex-friend?
Speaker 3.
Someone actually played a practical joke on me at the office about a month ago. I got in early because I'd gotten some email attachments I needed to download and wanted to print out the files for the general manager. She was going to make some big PowerPoint presentation that afternoon. So, I turn on the computer, and I can't get any of the files to open. I'm about to panic when all of a sudden this message comes on the screen saying, "I'm taking a break. Be back in a half an hour." I thought, "What?" And then I totally freaked. How am I going to get this done in time? So I get up to ask this guy who sits right across from me if he could give me a hand, when all of a sudden he starts laughing his head off. It seems the jerk had unplugged my mouse and keyboard and plugged his mouse and keyboard into my computer as some kind of practical joke. I should have known. He's always doing this sort of thing. I have to admit, it was pretty clever. And, in retrospect, it was pretty funny. But what a jerk.
Page 94. Exercise D. Listening. Listen to take notes. Listen to three people who had practical jokes played on them.
Speaker 1.
You won't believe what my friends did to me last night. You know I just got a new car and I was so excited. I invited a couple of friends out to dinner to celebrate. So when we get to the restaurant, they tell me to park in the lot instead of on the street. The car will be safer there, they said. Well, you know how it is with a new car. You really don't want anything to happen to it. So we finish dinner, and when we get to the car, there's this note from some woman apologizing for scratching my car. I couldn't believe it. So I start walking around the car looking for the damage, but I can't see anything wrong. Then my friends all start cracking up. It turns out they have left the note on the car as a joke. It was all made up. Boy, did I feel dumb. But no harm done. Once I got over the shock, I was fine. Those guys. Don't worry. I'll get even with them someday.
Speaker 2.
A couple of years ago, my friend Alex helped me get a job as a salesperson where she worked, over at Lakeside Department Store. Well, on my first day on the job, Alex was showing me the ropes, and she asked me if I'd been told yet about the first-year reward program. I said no, and she seemed kind of surprised. So she tells me that on your first day, new employees get to pick out something from the store worth up to $500. And at the end of the year, if you make your sales quota, you get to keep it for free as a sort of reward. So Alex tells me I'm supposed to walk around and choose something and then let the manager know what it is. It was still early and the store was pretty empty, so I figured it'd be a good time to browse. All of a sudden, the manager shows up and asks me what I'm doing walking around looking at everything. Why aren't I at my counter waiting for customers? I wasn't sure what to say. I mean, it dawned on me that this was some big joke on me. So I figured I'd better say something. I just told him I wanted to get familiar with what the store was selling so I could do a good job. But inside, I was pretty ticked off at Alex. I could have gotten fired. Oh, did I mention that Alex is my ex-friend?
Speaker 3.
Someone actually played a practical joke on me at the office about a month ago. I got in early because I'd gotten some email attachments I needed to download and wanted to print out the files for the general manager. She was going to make some big PowerPoint presentation that afternoon. So, I turn on the computer and I can't get any of the files to open. I'm about to panic when all of a sudden this message comes on the screen saying, "I'm taking a break. Be back in a half an hour." I thought, "What?" And then I totally freaked. How am I going to get this done in time? So I get up to ask this guy who sits right across from me if he could give me a hand, when all of a sudden he starts laughing his head off. It seems the jerk had unplugged my mouse and keyboard and plugged his mouse and keyboard into my computer as some kind of practical joke. I should have known. He's always doing this sort of thing. I have to admit, it was pretty clever. And, in retrospect, it was pretty funny. But what a jerk.